This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Let it rip. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
They got their heads up their ass.
Well, that's not nice, Eddie. What are you doing? What's going on? We start the work week. It's Tuesday morning. What is going on? The Eddie Scazzeri, and across from me, his name is Al Michael Dukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to be back in the studio.
I agree.
I mean, it was nice to have no commute on Friday morning, but I like to be in the studio.
I am with you.
So much better.
Well, and it's easier to do our job, although it's nice to be with the people.
It is fun to be with the people for an hour.
Yes. Well, we're five.
These four-hour shows
six.
In person are trouble.
It's long.
They're long, yeah.
4 hours long show.
It's a struggle.
I heard Brandon say it's one thing to sit there and talk to yourselves into a microphone for 4 hours when you're staring at 500 people.
Stare back at you going, entertain me, you losers.
Entertain us.
Yes.
That's true.
Please, I'm here standing with a beer. Entertain me.
I know.
Jerry, I see the Yankees are out there on the West Coast now.
They are.
They are in Seattle.
Doing great things, as Aaron George always does.
Doing great things in Seattle, which, you know, is a terrible city now. They just let punks take over the downtown. So now I'm rooting against Seattle in all phases of
although
life.
A beautiful stadium.
I
that
suppose.
I may never see.
And they are doing the cool thing, the Mariners, for their home run celebration in the dugout. They have the old, whatever the Mariner's fork is. You know, like with the Mariner, I don't know what that Mariner fork is, but they have one, and they run around the dugout with that when they hit home run.
Very cool.
That I like.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Aaron Judge doing great things. While everyone was sleeping, or a lot of people were sleeping, Aaron Judge hit two home runs, and stole a home run.
Yes, he did.
I mean, what a night.
You know what I love about him, too?
That is awesome.
Is he's like, well, I'm 6'7". I got to make those catches. Like, that is, it's not like, hey, thanks, when they say, you know, what a great catch, or how did you do that? He's like,
yeah,
I'm supposed to do that. He's just, I don't
I'm
know,
a tall man.
I'm he always says the right thing.
I'm supposed to reach over the wall and steal home runs. Man,
he did.
That is awesome. That is like, if you go steal a home run, hit a home run, but he hit two home
hit
runs.
Two.
The only thing that would have been cooler if he robbed two home runs.
Or three. Had more robbed home runs than home runs.
Supposedly, and I didn't see this because it was the middle of the night.
Or you don't watch games.
Well, but
if the game was on at 7:10, would you have seen it?
No, but I would not have an excuse.
That's fair.
But when I was watching the extended highlight package this morning, before Aaron Judge hit his second home run.
Right.
The announcer said, Aaron Judge homered earlier in the game, and he just missed one.
Mm-hmm.
He had just missed the second home run earlier. So he almost had three home runs
instead
and
had the
robbed
double.
The home run.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Damn, Jerry.
The guy is, I'm telling you, we had this conversation with G last week.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he might be. I really do. I think he's like the best player I've ever seen.
He was getting MVP chance on the road.
Yeah, well, New Yorkers are everywhere.
Why are New Yorkers moving to Seattle?
I have no. Probably work would be my guess. Isn't Seattle a big tech city, Eddie?
Yeah, big tech city.
Right? That's probably why.
I get why people from New York move to Florida, move to Arizona, California.
But if if you were offered a job, let's just say for $600,000 a year, and it was in.
So I'm taking a pay cut, Jerry? A good.
Yeah, you're taking a pay cut. No, for real. Let's say a $600,000 a year job in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going. So?
Well, you just answered your question.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people get better work in other places, and that's where you now make your,
Yeah. Okay, so that's where the New Yorkers are in Seattle, and then that's what you do. Then you go see your hometown team when they come to your town now.
Seven-figure job for you in Seattle. You going?
Yes. I would embrace them letting groups take Seattle over downtown.
Home. Yeah. Here I come.
I'll be going and catching salmon at that fish market immediately. Pike's Market.
You will change your tune very quickly.
Oh, yeah. I'd be at that first Starbucks placing an order.
That's right.
I'd be loving life out there,
funny.
Jerry.
Yeah, so you're like everybody else.
You're right. Good point.
Yeah.
I can be cocky about it because I'm over here now.
Correct.
I'm over here now.
If you had a chance for the right opportunity,
I suppose,
you'd go.
And Domingo Germán pitched last night too, Jerry, while everyone was sleeping. And,
did he have any tar in his hands this time?
He did not have any issues with sticky fingers.
I didn't think he would.
Yeah. So he's back, Jerry.
He's back.
He did say earlier or later last week, I did see some quotes for him saying that his game plan was going to be less rosin.
Yeah, well, you got to do something.
Because he said as we approach the summer months, he's going to be sweating more.
Right.
So if he has more sweat and adds more rosin, then it's really going to be a sticky situation.
He's going to have the Gorilla Glue on his hands again.
So if he knows he can't stop the sweat, he can stop the amount of rosin he's using.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Was all this going on 15 years ago?
15 years ago would have put us in what year?
I mean, we're talking sweat and rosin. They had rosin bags on the mound when Dwight Gooden was pitching. Did he have glue on his hands?
Nope.
I mean,
he didn't need it, Jerry. He had that ball that would just drop right from the sky.
All this stuff is nuts. It really is just nuts. But on a good note, you know, the Yankees, if you look up all of a sudden, they're 10 games over 500.
Okay.
They did a nice job against the Padres over the weekend, which while not having a great season, a lot of good players on that team, they go out to Seattle, beat a decent team in the Mariners, and the Mets are floundering against the Cubs and the Rockies. So at least if you're the Yankees, you've kind of righted the ship. You're within 6 games of the Rays. Not too shabby.
That's true.
And I don't know. Feel like things are starting to head in the right direction for them.
They had a nice 3-game winning streak going.
Yeah. They're scoring runs. You know what? They look good. Right now they look good. The difference of a week.
There were a couple cool things from that Padres series while we were gone, Jerry.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it, to be quite honest with you.
Did you see the highlight of the quote-unquote Little League home run that the Yankees gave up?
No, I didn't. I read it. I did not see it.
Yeah, it was cool to watch. You're a Little League coach, Jerry. You've seen these Little League home runs, which is a ball hit on the ground, winds up being a home run for somebody.
No, you don't see it often, actually. Actually, not at all, since there are 7.
It's like I think Harrison Bader airmailed a throw to home plate. Nobody was there backing it up. And so the catcher goes and gets it, throws it to third base.
So this was a single and a 3-base error. Is that what this was?
That's correct.
Got it. Yeah, that even doesn't happen at our level very often.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to watch.
No, it's fun.
It's fun.
Because it's goofy.
Yeah.
But not normal.
I was just thinking of like this week in baseball.
Twib.
That would have been a great... That could have been a whole segment on This Week in Baseball.
It might have been. You could break down every... That's like what John Boy does. You break down every part of the play.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, here's what happened. Here's where the first error occurred. Mm-hmm. Why he's airmailing this throw to home play. Boy, so many guys just can't throw that ball from the outfield to home plate with any accuracy.
200 feet. I don't know if you could throw a ball 30 feet with accuracy.
What?
You're talking about throwing a ball for real from the outfield, probably, maybe not 200 feet. From where I would think this is coming from, it's probably 180 feet. Has to be. You realize how far that is?
No.
You want to go out on the way home today and throw a ball 180 feet, see if you can hit a garbage pail?
No, I don't.
On bounces, let alone on one bounce or on a fly.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do
that.
This
would be a good experiment, actually.
I don't have the arm for it
anymore. I can't do it today. How about tomorrow?
You know I got to go home and walk that dog of mine, Jerry.
It will take 10 minutes to make... I'll give you 5 throws from 180 feet, see if you can come within 5 feet of the garbage pail.
Yeah, but I'm not a professional baseball player.
Yeah, but it's still 180 feet. It's not an easy throw to make.
Yeah. It was fun to watch, though. That, and then I saw a video from the fans, like from a fan angle, of the fans chanting steroids at Fernando's.
Well, he's getting
Tatis.
That in every city he goes.
Yeah. He seemed to embrace it.
I think at this point you're numb to it.
And then he hit an upper decker. he embraced it, then hit an upper decker.
Yeah.
In
at the end of the
stadium.
Day, he's still a hell of a player.
Yeah.
So he'll have to deal with that for a long time, and then at some point it'll fade away.
Right. It all just fades away eventually.
Yes, it does. Just like life, it just fades away.
Time heals all wounds, is what I've heard people say.
Most wounds, yes.
Most wounds.
Most wounds.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then also while we were gone, Aaron Boone served a one-game suspension for his, quote, recent conduct toward umpires.
Yeah, I heard him with Susan the other day talking about, so he watched the game from a suite from above and just talking about how what a different perspective he got. Like, it was productive because sudden, like he says, it's not where you want to be, obviously, but if you're going to be up there and you're being able to watch the game from above, you're really seeing every guy doing what he's supposed to be doing, what they're not doing, they should be doing. So you don't want to be suspended, but at least he kind of spun it into a positive, if you will.
He turned a negative into a positive. I like that, Jerry.
It sounds like it, yes. Hmm. So that was kind of cool.
Now, the Mets didn't play yesterday, Memorial Day.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But I feel like this has happened before, either on Memorial Day or July 4th, they haven't had games. Maybe not just the Mets, but not every team seems to play on these holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the road. I get it. They were in Colorado and you're traveling back for, you know, the Phillies tonight. But I don't know. That's one of those things that you kind of look for a game.
Yes.
It's a holiday. It's one of the.
What time is this Met game on today?
It's Tuesday.
Turns out it's not till today.
Right. But at least you had the Yankees that you could watch at 10 p.m. 9:40.
Yeah. Right. All Memorial Day long. And we got to wait till 9:40 for a Yankee game and get no Met game.
Yeah, there really wasn't. If you're a sports fan, you had the Celtics and Heat not until 8:30 last night, which, by the way, nothing. Listen, the games are on TNT. I get it. I would have thought Game 7 would have been on ABC.
Correct.
But it wasn't. It was on TNT. So you had to wait until 8:30 for that to start. You had to wait till 9:40 for the Yankees to start. I guess, you know, there was, I don't even know what else you were watching during the day. There was some
when was that
baseball,
hockey game?
That was last night, I believe.
That was the nighttime also.
I'm not 100.
I believe so.
I wasn't home during the day, and I was not watching that. I actually had the basketball game on.
Now, the Mets, as you mentioned, did not do well in Colorado.
You think?
The only good game was Max Scherzer. That was Friday night.
Yeah. I like the fact, was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday, where at one point, you know, they were winning by 5 or 6 runs. And one of my friends was like, oh, the Mets, it looks like they're going to get out with a series win. And it wasn't more than 25 minutes later. He's like, what? He goes, they're losing by 5 runs. I'm like, yeah, well, it's Colorado. It's the baseball amusement park of the league. Not a show. Like, there's no lead safe in Colorado.
Yeah. And Justin Verlander got whacked around on Saturday.
Didn't go, well, he got, and early.
Early and often, as they say.
I actually turned that game on. And it was 5-0 in the second inning, I think. Maybe the third. Was not good for him.
Yeah, that was not good for him. So you had one guy get back on track, Max Scherzer. You had one guy
get off track.
Yeah.
It was Colorado, though. Let's see what he does next time out. I want to see Senga tonight against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Who's he pitching against? Let me
Ranger
see.
Ranger Suarez. Yeah. Who hasn't pitched? I don't know what he's done, but I don't think he's pitched a whole lot this year.
And then for the Yankees, you got Mr. Nasty Nesta Cortes.
Yes, that's exactly right. Look at you.
Look at me, Jerry.
Look at you.
Even I can go to the MLB app and look at starting pitchers.
I actually thought you had that written down.
I did have it written down, but I got it written down from the app.
Well, what are you going to do, call the teams? Of course you got it from the app.
Now, the only other interesting Met note I saw from over this long holiday weekend was Pete Alonso was on some sort of podcast, Jerry. And he told the story of earlier in the year when he got a home run against the Reds.
Okay.
He said he had timed his pregame coffee, which he normally enjoys. He timed it wrong. So he had to poop, and which he normally does pregame. And because his coffee timing was off, he never did it. He was called to pinch hit, I believe. This was this pinch hit home run against the Reds.
Okay.
And he said he had to go bathroom so bad, he was swinging at the first pitch no matter what.
And hit a home run.
Ran around the bases, right down into the alley.
So this was a game he wasn't starting in.
Correct.
The whole game? He The urge wasn't there?
The urge wasn't there.
And it shows up when Buck calls him to hit?
Yes.
Well,
probably got a little nervous.
Buck I don't calls think he's getting. I don't think he's getting nervous in that situation.
He gets up there. He's like, "Oh my goodness, I have to go number two. Let me take a swing. Let me get the first swing. Maybe I pop up, ground out. Hopefully, I don't hit a double."
And the good news for him, I don't know the answer to this. I'd have to go back and look at the game.
Yeah.
Perhaps he was out of the game and then had plenty of time to do his business.
Right.
Now, if Buck said you're in at first base after you hit, pressure.
Yes.
A lot of pressure.
Go clean up. The problem is, too, running around the bases after the home run,
knowing when you have to go, that's not good, Jerry. Stop. No. Come on now. First of all, we're getting gross. Number two, unless it's the runny kind, you're fine. You'll be all right. Come on. Stop it.
I wonder if he was a similar situation to how, like, if you have to go to the bathroom and you leave work, you're like, I'll make it. I'd rather go at home field advantage. As you're approaching your front door, you have to go more because your body knows you're there. Like, did Pete's body know, oh my gosh, I'm so close to the dugout, to the locker room bathroom as he was rounding
the
bases?
No, I don't think so. That's not like being home.
It's different.
Yeah, it's foreign.
I don't know. These baseball players probably feel very comfortable
in that bathroom. Yes, but they're also very routine. That's why, like you say, he said the morning coffee was off.
Threw him off.
That's on him for not having it at the same time.
Right.
So he threw his whole body off.
Yes, something happened that day.
Never a good thing.
Something happened that day, Jerry, where he did not consume his coffee at the same time or pace.
Well, and that's, so we had, and this is right up your alley, we went for, we had a baseball tournament this weekend. And we got because of the way we played on Friday night, we had Saturday off, then Sunday, we knew we were playing at 8:30. If we win, we were playing at noon. And if we won that, we were playing at 5. And that's what wound up happening. So we were there from 7:30 until 8:30. Very long day. Point is, like, that meant I had to be up and out by 7. I had to get the body going.
Right.
Because there's no way doing that at a baseball field complex.
Correct.
Ugh. So I made sure I set my alarm for 5 a.m.
Specifically, so you went to
just
the bathroom
to make sure,
before you left?
Just to make sure that the body got moving in the right direction. The timing was right. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, unlike Pete Alonso, who drank the coffee too late.
Too late.
I got up, had the coffee, was ready to go.
But maybe that urgency is what had him made him hit the home run.
Possibly, or the fact that the pitcher sucks and he threw a fastball down the middle and Pete just crushed it.
That could have been it as well.
That too. We take our first break of the hour. It's a new week, but a short week. It's Tuesday already. That's kind of cool. And so are Boomer and Gio. They'll be here at 6 on the Fan.